Okay, I suggest that we get started. I don't see Katrina on the call. Kim, did we receive any apologies? As far as you can tell.
I did not receive any apologies.
Okay, nor did I. So, yeah, note that Katrina was on holidays and some people filled in the doodle poll. So, welcome. So, as you can see, say, after talking to Katrina last week, I've sent out the suggested agenda. Any remarks with respect to the agenda? You want it updated? Any other material included? I don't see any additional, so we work on the basis of the agenda. Okay, what I'll say, what we want to do, what I want to share with you.
Hello,
is,
dear colleagues.
Hi, Katrina. We
Sorry
started.
For being late.
Will you be in the... there she
yes,
is.
Yes, I'm connecting, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, it took me. I arrived to the office and my computer didn't want to start. But now it's okay. So, hi everybody. Again, sorry for being late. How are you today?
We are well.
Well.
The only thing is, please note, Ben is only on the audio bridge, and Eduardo has to leave in 30 minutes.
Okay. Okay. We'll try to be brief then, and well, let's just start with our agenda. Everybody agreed on the agenda. That's very good. Well, we start with okay, work plan with teams. I have to be honest with you, I haven't done much. I'm on a vacation, kind of enjoying it. Yes, thank you for Bart for sharing this. I hope that CCNSO working groups is in good shape, but we need to we agreed to add. We agreed to add some more guidelines to cover other types of working groups. And I suspect, Bart, that you didn't have time to do anything with that either.
What I've done in the meantime is, and I'll say, this is the final version. My suggestion is that... say, when you're back from your holidays, we run through it and update it. What I have done in the meantime is, and Kim, can you share that overview document? Or the list of guidelines, etc. Or you want me, because... Otherwise, let me do it quickly. I can do it fairly... Just a minute. This may be helpful. Oh, there it is. Kim has it already. So what I've done in the meantime is, based on the discussions in Dublin and after talking to Katrina, is revisit the whole list of working group or say of guidelines and potential related and associated charters for working group, and started to come up with a list of say documents where we are and the original documents which are related and needed to be reviewed. So it might be an idea to run through, because that shows a little bit better where we are, and it shows also what still needs to be done and where you can find the resource documents. So first of all, the CCNSO activities, this was one of the headings we've used, so that includes the work plan guideline, and the work plan guideline is completed, as you can see, and the original document is there, the statement and position paper, that's Eduardo is the lead, and that's under development, the original documents are there. And then we have, which is related, is the triage committee that needs, as far as I understand, that's now with the teams looking at the English, because once that is completed, this and the statement and triage committee, then we have all the documents completed and guidelines and related charters for this cluster, and which could go to council for adoption. The second cluster, I would say, is CCNSO meetings, and that includes the council meetings. That still needs to be reviewed. The CCNSO meeting guideline, which is under development, and it's on the list for discussion today. And related is an update of the program working group / committee charter that's under development. The original is listed here as well. So again, there are, say, this shows where we are with respect to this cluster. Working groups and committees, again, the working groups guideline is completed, but we still say initially with the smaller group, we spent some time discussing whether there should be an additional guideline talking about the ad hoc groups, the CCNSO has study groups and committees, which are in general lighter weight working groups. So parts of it are applicable, and in the discussions to date, they have not been addressed. So that still need to be shared, but we can discuss how to move forward on that one, and if you want to move forward on that one. And then there is a whole cluster of guidelines with regard to the election and selection of liaisons, board members, councillors, etc. And this came up, as you may recall, and that needs to be completed before the next round of council board elections, and probably, and that would be my advice, also appointment of liaisons to the other SOs and ACs. And finally, and that's the two more roles, say it's the roles and responsibilities of the council that's under discussion currently, and the travel funding guideline, which has been reviewed, as you can see, in 2013, but one of the elements there, and that's up for discussion as well, is does the working group recommend a guide or a charter for the travel committee or travel funding committee itself? Because, as you may know, the CCNSO Council, one of the a small group, a relevant group, is the travel funding committee, which allocates travel funding seats to or travel funding slots to the CCTLD community. It's limited, but probably very important. And then again, what we have to date is the guideline template, council decision process and processes are described, descriptive overview that would be in, say that's still needs to be developed. So that's a brief overview or a general overview of all guidelines with a brief description of the guidelines and date of adoption of the guideline. And what is also relevant for the future is probably, but that's probably beyond, that needs to be discussed at a later stage, and whether that's within the scope and mandate of this group, all kinds of guidelines related to, say, post-IANA transition, because there will be some changed mechanisms and mechanisms to appoint the CCTLD community to the different envisioned fora and groups under the IANA transition. Probably, I don't know, Katrina, if this was the overview you referred to and whether you wanted the update.
No, actually, you gave update as well during this review. I just wanted to tell to everyone that, well, as you can see, the work is getting more and more complicated. And, well, I think initially we did not expect it to grow so hugely in amount and, I don't know, in everything. It's really, now we have to decide how we proceed. And I think that now we can move to this wiki space agenda because, yes, and as David rightfully pointed out, it will get even more complicated post IANA stewardship transition thing. So it's really very hard to keep everything in mind and to have the full picture. And therefore, we have this. Kim has worked on wiki space, which will hopefully will help us to comprehend the amount of work we have to do and to make it easier to work with the documents and with everything to keep track on with everything we have and everything we have to do. So, Kim, the floor is yours. If you could give an update to the group and just guide us through this wiki space. Thank you.
Sure. Now, just so you know, this is all still conceptual. It's a place that we can keep the documents organized. If you notice here, we have areas where we can keep the documents, and under each document, there's a subheading for the groups that were shown on the overview document that Katrina just presented, or Bart just presented. And then we'll be able to date the documents. Hopefully, this main page here will be the final document, with underneath having the draft documents and be able to date them and have a place for comments as well. Again, it's all conceptual. We have an area here for open action items that we'll put them in at this point as well. If anybody has any suggestions or ideas for this, we can add anything. It is pretty much, it looks very similar to what the accountability group used, because my time with the accountability group. But if anybody has any questions or ideas for it, I'm open and be happy to make any changes if you have any suggestions.
Thank you very much, Kim. It's really very useful, and thanks a lot for your efforts to make this live and hopefully working for us. Anyone has a question? Okay, so apparently David and Jokke are quite happy with this wiki space. Well, for me, action items are very important because it helped me to see what I have to do and who is responsible for what. At this moment, it's empty, but I'm sure that we will put everything there very soon. Yes, David.
Thank you, Katrina. You just answered my question, which is it live now and or when will it be? And very soon sounds very good. So thank you.
Yes, baritone sounds really excellent, yes. Okay, how can we, if we talk about updating the page, Kim, is it you who can update or everybody can do some, oh, apart from comments, obviously?
Yeah, I think ideally we would have just a limited number of people update it. For now, it would be me or Bart updating it until we get into a flow of being able to get the documents in and everyone dating them. And if you have a document that needs to be updated or placed on the wiki and have a comment, just send that along too, and I'll update the comment along with the document.
Okay, thanks. I've just... if we speak about the documents, so you uploaded all the documents we have at the moment, the ones I sent to you.
Right, the ones you sent to me last week are up there somewhere.
Yeah, okay. They are up somewhere.
Katrina, David has his hand up.
Yes.
David,
no, I think that's the old hand, but if it's not, it's David?
No, actually it was a new hand, so thank you.
Okay.
And on giving control, I was just going to suggest it might be worthwhile. I think what Kim said made sense, but it might be worthwhile soon to give team leaders the ability to update that particular team section, if that's possible. For each of the documents or guidelines, that is. Just a suggestion, so thank you.
Yeah, well, for me, if I open, for example, this page, documents, the landing page for documents, we have final documents. I think it's a bit misleading to have them titled like that because... Well, work plan with teams and team distribution and list of guidelines, those are, I would expect final documents be the finalized guidelines and charters. This is, these, the first three are like supportive documents, something that we developed during our work. It would be great to have them under a different title. Plus, we have drafts, and they shouldn't go under final documents as a draft. But otherwise, I think it's very good wiki space. Thanks a lot again, and I hope that we will get use of this wiki space. And I agree with David. It'd be good to give some access to team leaders. The question is, can we give access to a separate part or one part of this wiki space, or it's it goes well. If you have access, you have access to everything.
Kim, you have more experience in the wiki space than I have.
Yeah, I actually typed a note, but I'll check on permissions and how we can limit permissions or add people on permissions.
That's very good. Okay, thank you. Let's put it as a first action item. Kim checks permissions and, if possible, grants access to some parts of the page to team leaders. So that's one thing. So if we do not have any more questions regarding Wikispace, I think we can move to the next item on our agenda. That's progress teams. First is with business or meeting guidelines and meetings program working group charter. Bart, can you comment anything on that?
If all goes well, Kim, can you share the Google Docs? I think this is again one of the instances. So if we go through it, is we now say we've been working a lot on Google, on the Google Docs document. If people agree this is the latest version, I suggest we start to use this version as the latest version and include it in the wiki space so people can work from that document. So that's one. So what happened, say, during the Dublin meeting, Katrina and I went through it. I did some updates, but it appeared, and that was one of the reasons for starting the wiki space. It appeared I did some updates on the wrong document. So that was interesting. So Kim, could you scroll down? I think it's the new section. Okay, this is so CCNSO meetings. Ah, there we are. This is fine. Thank you, Kim. Part of my homework was to look at temperature taking of the room, as we did in Dublin, and voting. And say one of the comments I made earlier was, say, taking the temperature of the room is not part of the general setup, but it's a way of looking at preferences from the community present, either remotely or face-to-face, during CCNSO meetings. So what I've done is, as you can see, I've called it CCTLD preferences at CCNSO meetings, and maybe some of you will have a better name for it. Could you scroll down a little bit more, Kim? Yeah. So what I've done, this is fine. This is fine. So what I've done, as you could have seen, say, in the previous overview, I took the temperature of the room, included as section one, and also included in this, say, more a formal expression of preferences, and that is voting as a section 4.2, and then a general clause about informing the council on the outcome of the preferences, which is now 4.3. And I think in this way the concern we discussed on the previous call are addressed. So that's the latest with regard to this section as part of my homework. Any comments?
Well, so we still talk about voting here.
Yeah, it never happened, but it could happen.
Well, it could, but again, there's a question of quorum and.
Yeah. So, but as long as say this is included, and maybe through remote, but say at least you got the temperature of the room, which is clearly now not a. And if Kim, could you scroll up a little bit so you got the first section as well? Yeah, there you are. So as temperature of the room, so as 4.1, say so that's the normal practice. And in the previous version, we did have the formal expression of preference, which is a voting or, I don't know, another way of calling it. And I think if you would look at the CCNSO rules, it explicitly allows for a vote at CCNSO meetings.
Well,
but I need to check.
It does explain all these quorum requirements, I mean the rules. But first, I would suggest adding something to this 4.1 in order to describe, well, say that this is not an official vote. It just shows sentiment in the room, whatever. But because otherwise, I think it's not quite clear the purpose of this temperature taking in the room. But we have David. David.
Thank you, Katrina. I have a question, but before that, I'll just say in response to what you just said, maybe we could use the word informal or non-binding or something like that. But my question was with the title that Bart mentioned, and this will reflect my newness to the group, but is it okay to say CCTLD preferences at a CCNSO meeting, or should we say CCNSO preferences at a meeting? That's all it was.
CCNSO meetings are open to all CCTLDs, be
right.
Those members or non-members.
Right. I was just thinking that absent CCTLDs.
But the question, of course, is about, I think the rules, these quorum requirements are... quorum should be measured against CCNSO of members, not CCTLDs in general.
Yeah, and that's stated in the second sentence.
Okay, good. Thank you. I missed it. Thanks, Mark.
But say what I've done, and maybe that's something we could do, and that's something for the next call, is to refine the text of temperature of the room, because this was cut and paste on the of the previous text to restructure.
And the question is regarding these colored sheets. Do we really hand them out to every CCTLD, not CCNSO members?
We hand them to every representative, at least at the start of the meeting, to every representative. And one of the things we need to do is, or what will happen is, we'll need to do new ones. And we say starting next meeting, that's what I figured out, is I need to start, or we as a secretariat will need to start a recording system. Who has received the sheets? And because that will provide an overview at the start of the meeting, who are present anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's going to be very complicated. Well, now it's very easy. You just get hand out the...
Yeah, but that shouldn't take too much. It's the only thing is, so we hand out to each one representative. This is what we always do. We hand out one set... per CCTLD. The only thing that we need to do, first of all, just for housekeeping, is note to whom we handed it out.
No, I understand, but it's just not going to be easy. But okay, we can think about the procedure. Something that I just wanted to propose, and Kim already answered that in the chat. It's great. We should move from amber to yellow.
Yeah.
But otherwise,
yeah.
It's there's a tiny difference between orange and red sheets.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a very good change. Yeah. Okay. So next action point, Bart. Trying to add something to this 4.1. Okay, Next, we have a statement guideline, we have Eduardo there, but Eduardo gave an update during meeting in Dublin, and he has sent to the team his comments, his proposed changes to the guideline. I am not sure anyone has. Okay, we have this. Do you have? Is this a document from Eduardo? Is Eduardo's comments?
Yes.
Can you hear? Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, great. So, yes, this is the document. Sorry, Mr. President, I'm going to take the word here. Yes, this is the document. And we are waiting comments from the team. As Katrina said, I sent last week again the request to our team in order to make comments. In particular, in one specific point, and if you could put this on the screen, will be great. This is the 3.6 of the guideline. We are, in general terms, agreed with the guideline, but at the 3.6 point, we have something that brings our attention to this in specific. The point here is this. The guideline as it's written right now says that if we don't have the feeling of I can't read it. I really need this on my mobile. Okay, if members indicate insufficient support, the final draft will be submitted to the CCNS Council. Then Katrina raised a question. How could we demonstrate that sufficient support? It is really difficult. It's difficult to answer. So she also proposed to consider, okay, maybe at this time we can ask the members to not object actively their proposed statement. Then we are discussing right now within the team. What happens if we have one objection or any objection on the process to discuss one statement? And as I saw, we don't have on the statement process on the guideline how to resolve these kind of objections. So that I propose to the team is to consider if they agreed and how can we set a couple of additional paragraphs in order to include in the guidelines the procedure to resolve possible objections from the membership of the CCNSO. And what happened if at the end of the discussions one or some objections are still active or placed for a proposed statement? Could then the CCNSO Council adopt a statement by themselves so they can do that statement when was not approved as a statement of the CCNSO community? Those are the questions that we are having on the team, and I'm still waiting for comments from our team members on this, and now to see how to resolve these questions. And this is the only point that we have really on discussions right now on this specific guideline. I don't know what to do on this. If I continue waiting for comments from our team, or try to write some specific proposals for these objections procedure process to be included in the guideline, again distribute into the team members. Okay, that's the status as we are now,
on
these
guidelines.
Thank
you very much, Eduardo. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Very, very good summary. What I wanted to add, which is important to those who haven't read the entire guideline, this particular guideline, here in 3.6 we talk about the final draft statement. Before that we have some other statement which is sent to the CCNSO and then we get comments. Yes, here we get 3.5, we get feedback, if I'm not mistaken. CCNSO members are asked to provide feedback and comment, and then the drafting team updates the draft and prepare a new draft. That's why we call it final draft statement. And, why I asked that particular question was I thought that if people already participated actively once, expressing their views and providing feedback and comments, can we really expect them to do that again? Maybe this time, since people already had opportunity to comment, we just ask if there are any strong objections regarding a reviewed, revised draft. That's the background of my question. Bart, maybe you can comment too. And Eduardo, could you please mute? Unless you want to say something.
I'll mute. Sorry.
You don't want? Yeah, no, that's fine. Yep. Okay, so Bart, maybe you can comment too.
I think, say, the point Eduardo raised around the objections, and I think that's the most valid point. And this is what you can see in, for example, with taking the temperature of the room as well. If some people have a red, put up a red sheet. What does it mean? What does it mean if somebody objects to it, and how should it impact the, say either the motion under discussion, or in this case the statement, is I think maybe something. I have no clear idea around how to treat them. Say normally what you see if somebody objects, there is an attempt to, and this is what you see in working groups as well, you see an attempt to reconcile it. Say there is always the alternative, what you see in documents is if somebody really strongly objects, then it will not be a but there is still rough consensus, then the minority view is included. So that could be a way out. Say if somebody really objects, you start trying to accommodate the objection, but most of the times with say statements, we have a limited time frame, and if people still object, then you record the minority view as such in the statement, so that may be a way out.
Yeah, well, sounds like a very pragmatic approach and good proposal to me. Eduardo, what do you think?
First of all, thank you very much, Bart, for that ideas. I guess could be some of these ideas that we need to include in the new draft for this guidance, because
yes,
it is important to include something to deal with objectives.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead, Eduardo.
No, go ahead, you please. Ahead.
What you want to do, and I think that's the counter side, say, and that adds to the argument of first trying to seek consensus but at the end up with a minority view included, say if you put too much weight on a minority view, it could effectively end up in a veto. And that's, say, that's the other side of it. So, say, if it's clearly split, or you have a small majority in a large minority, say, then it's very clear it doesn't fly. But it's, if there is just a relatively small minority, you don't want to, say, depending on the topic itself, but in principle, you don't want vetoes either. So that's
absolutely
the bit.
I agree. I mean, I agree totally with you. We can't have some kind of veto processes on the island when we discuss this. But it is important to have a mechanism in order to deal with the objections. It doesn't mean necessarily that the objections had to remain or have to put the possibility to stop one specific statement process, but need to be considered. That's the only thing that we have to include on the guideline is some specific mechanism to invite to consider and to deal with the objections, but not necessarily to remove it, because some objections can at the end of the day some specific registry or member of the CCNSO could maintain their objections, but it doesn't mean that if the majority of the membership agree in some specific topic, it could be a CCNSO statement, indicating that this is a statement by majority and not necessarily by all the memberships. That's some kind of things that but we need to include something about this on the guideline.
Yep.
So, if I don't know if you could help us drafting one or two small paragraphs on this, we could be included in the draft in the draft that we have right now and have a second review of this.
Yeah. Okay. Let me try to do it before the next meeting. I know I'm may over promising, but who knows?
Thank you.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much. So can we have another action point, Bart and Eduardo, try to
come with a proposal for a 3.6 or whatever. Okay, and then we have roles and responsibilities, and I think Leslie is not on the call. Okay, so in that case, we have it. Yes, but I think that's the old version, or this is something new. Leslie sent, because I don't remember receiving anything new from.
That's the one you send.
Oh, that's the one sent. Okay, yes, but I think we, as we discussed in Dublin, we thought about adding something to this guideline. There's definitely a need to add something. Yes, Eduardo, thank you for joining the call, and safe travels. Okay, I think we will need to wait for the next call, and we have Leslie on the call.
And we'll say, Katrina, this is Bart.
Yes.
Sorry, I need to put up my hand. It's, shall we include this version in the wiki, or Kim, have you included this version in the wiki space?
I think this, yeah, no, this is the one we just got. I have not included this one yet.
Okay. Then we better ensure we got the final, latest version. another reason for having the repository.
Okay.
So
yeah, we can add it, but it's far from ready for some language improvements. Okay, so far I think we've covered more or less the agenda, unless we have anything else we want to discuss. So I would like to invite everybody to go and check Wikispace and see what else do we have there. What else do we need to add there? What else could we have that would help us to improve our productivity? And please send your comments to the list or directly to Kim. So, any other business? Anything else you'd like to ask, to add, to propose? Well, we have more or less. Now we have some action points, and those could be very nicely added to the wiki space. Now we see how to proceed. Okay, anything else? Well, David, it was my pleasure to come to the office during holiday and hear you and discuss our great work great work on improving guidelines and charters. So, the pleasure was mine, and thank you very much for joining the call. Thanks a lot to Kim for providing us with an excellent opportunity to be more productive. And, see you all in 3 weeks. Well, I mean, hear you all in 3 weeks. 3 weeks' time, same time. I think we won't run another doodle poll because more or less agreed on the timing, it seems. So, thanks again. If there's nothing else and you would like to add, then I'll say bye, have a nice day, the remaining part of the day, and enjoy.
And enjoy your holiday.
Yeah, thank you very much. I will.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.